Wes Goldberg here from Locked On Heat, the podcast covering all things Miami Heat with a quick news update today. Shams Charania from The Athletic reporting that PJ Tucker will opt out of his $7.4 million contract with the Miami Heat for next season and therefore enter free agency. Several championship contending teams, according to Charania, are expected to be after Tucker's services. Now, what does this mean for the Miami Heat? The Miami Heat have made it clear that they want PJ Tucker back, that they believe him to be a Miami Heat kind of guy. The way that he fit into their culture was unmistakably easy, right? It felt like PJ Tucker had played for the Heat for 10 years, though he only played for them for 1 year after coming over from the Milwaukee Bucks last summer. But not just that, but his X's and O's fit on the court. We know the kind of forward that fits next to Bam Adebayo in that front court. We saw that prototype in Jay Crowder during the 2020 bubble run, and PJ Tucker came in and was a better version of that. He hit threes from the corner. He defended multiple positions. His toughness, his rebounding, he flashed a small amount of playmaking skills, even had a floater in the middle of the lane at times. All of those things were the perfect, ideal type of fit next to Bam Adebayo. So where do the Heat go from here? Well, number one, they're going to try to re-sign PJ Tucker. Because they only have early bird rights on PJ, that means that they can only go up to a small raise, $8.4 million for next season. All right? This was always expected, by the way, from PJ Tucker. I don't think a lot of people around the Heat or around the league expected Tucker to opt in to $7.4 million. I think the expectation always was that he was going to opt out and at least try to make a little bit more money. The Heat can give him a little bit more money, and they can do it on a longer-term contract, initially signing him to a two-year deal with that player option on that second year, which obviously is exercising now. If they can give him a two- or even three-year deal in the range of $27 million for 3 years, something like that, then that probably is enough to convince PJ Tucker to remain in Miami. He likes the Heat. He likes being part of that organization. He knows that he can contend for a championship with the Miami Heat. He's just trying to get a little bit more money while he can at this age, at this point of his career. So it makes sense for him to do this. But the other part of this is that there will be contending teams looking to sign PJ Tucker. The Milwaukee Bucks could always come back to PJ, maybe regretting that they didn't re-sign him last year. It was clearly a guy that they could have used in the playoffs, a valuable depth piece, a guy that they were trying to replace, whether it be Serge Ibaka or somebody else during the regular season, Semi Ojeleye and these other guys that didn't pan out. Maybe they circle back on PJ. Maybe the Brooklyn Nets tried to sign PJ Tucker, this guy who obviously can defend Kevin Durant really well. Well, let's just bring him onto our side. Brooklyn trying to create more toughness, more of a defensive presence, all these things could really use PJ Tucker. There's also the Philadelphia 76ers. As much as PJ Tucker is an ideal fit next to Bam Adebayo, he's an ideal fit next to somebody like Joel Embiid as well, somebody who could space the floor from the corners, get Joel Embiid the ball, but not need the ball, not need a ton of touches himself, and you can now get into some interesting lineups with Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid and all these other things that they have going on there. And there's a bunch of other teams that could use somebody like PJ Tucker. How much are those teams willing to pay? Do those teams have the full $10 million mid-level exception? Are there non-taxpaying teams that can offer that? Are there taxpaying teams that are willing to offer longer-term deals at that $7 million taxpayer mid-level figure? We'll see, okay? But PJ Tucker, after the year he had, is going to have options. It's going to come down to him about whether or not he wants to remain in Miami or potentially go get more money elsewhere. That's the decision that's coming down. I don't think it's a slam dunk that PJ Tucker returns to Miami, okay? I think it is a very distinct possibility that PJ Tucker is playing elsewhere next season. Now, if I had to bet on it, I would bet that the Miami Heat and PJ Tucker figure something out and that he is back with the Heat next season. I think it makes sense for the Heat. I think it makes sense for PJ Tucker. I think there's enough motivation on both sides to work something out and to figure out a contract that makes sense. But the NBA is fickle, man. Free agency is unpredictable. If there's a team that really values PJ Tucker and is willing to pay an amount that the Miami Heat cannot pay, then PJ Tucker might have a difficult decision to make. We'll have all free agency news, rumors, the draft, everything else covered here on the Locked On Heat YouTube channel. Also, make sure to subscribe to the podcast, Locked On Heat, wherever you get podcasts, for episodes every single day on the latest going on with the Miami Heat. Thanks for listening.